Hey, today we have a guest joining us in studio, Jody Christofferson, in with us this morning from the Nishna Valley Credit Union here in Atlantic. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Representing the credit union this morning because you guys are working on a fundraiser for the Relay for Life effort here in Cass County.
Yes. We have a team for Relay for Life, and then we also have a raffle. This year we're giving away a 55-inch Vizio 4K smart TV, and we're including an Amazon Fire Stick with that.
Oh, no. A smart TV. So people like me who aren't as smart as our TV can't figure out how to use it?
Probably. Hopefully there's good directions on it.
It'll come with a booklet. Don't
there
worry.
There you go. There you go.
TVs aren't like they were when we were young, are they?
Turn them on and you had to turn the dial. Yeah.
Now there's all kinds of stuff involved. It's,
yes.
It's kind of cool,
yes.
All the technology and stuff that's
it
out
is.
There.
It
just
is.
Make sure you have one of the youngsters around to show you how to run it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You can't bark when it's an opportunity to win something. Now, This is a raffle event that you're doing. You picked up this TV to be able to turn that into some more dollars for the Relay for Life. So how do people get their tickets?
They can stop into the credit union, and the tickets are $5 a piece. Or you get 5 tickets for $20.
Very good. So now, I'm a little late to the game on this. You've been doing this for a few weeks now. How's the response been?
Been really good. Really good. We've had a lot of credit union members who come in and they're like, oh, it's for Relay for Life. You know, good fundraiser plus the chance to win a TV. You can't be, you know, bad at that. So we've had really good response so far. And the tickets are on sale clear through Thursday, June 21st. So we have about a month left. A little over a month left. So,
And this is, it's at the credit union, the TV, for folks if they want to come in and take a look?
Absolutely. Right in the lobby, so they can come in and look. You do not have to be a credit union member to come down and buy a ticket.
That's where I was going next.
Okay.
I was going to say, it's hard to believe that somebody's not a credit union member in the community, but you don't have to be.
No.
You can stop down solely to buy some tickets if you would like.
Right. And you can even do it in the drive-thru if you don't want to see the TV. So we don't even make you get out of your car and come in.
You've made us so lazy.
I know. Very true.
Easy stuff.
Yes.
This is an opportunity, as we said, to raise money for the Relay for Life effort here in Cass County. And this isn't the first time that you've done something along these lines. You guys always seem to have something creative every year to help out the effort.
In past years, we've had bake sales, gift box raffles. We raffled off a gas grill and accessories last year, and that was really good. We had really good response with that. And then we've actually been active with the Relay for Life since 2007. That was all the farther back anybody could remember. Could even have been longer than that. We're not sure. But we've been actively involved in fundraising since 2007. So.
Yeah. Why is that important to you?
I don't think there's anybody that we know who hasn't had a family member or a friend diagnosed with cancer, and the Cancer Society provides so many services, and they can't do it without our help. And so we just feel like we need to keep them going, you know, and most of our money that's given here in Cass County stays in Cass County. That's one thing with a lot of it goes to the national or whatever, but not here in Cass County. We get to keep, I want to say it's like 90, 95% of it.
Sure.
It's good.
But it's not just doing things like this where you're trying to raise money. You guys actively participate.
Yes. We have a team that goes up that evening, and we have different people who walk at different times. Sometimes we all walk. Sometimes just one of us is up walking, but we always try and make sure there's somebody walking on the track at that time. And while we're there that night, other teams are doing fundraisers, so you go over and see what they've got or whatever, and there's a lot of fun entertainment, a lot of good things going on up there.
So for folks who may not have participated in the actual event in the past, because it's not required. As long as you're raising money, doing something for the cause, they appreciate everything that people do. But to continue to have a successful event that night, it's nice to have folks that still want to come up and participate and be part of the activities too.
Yes.
What is that? You talked about some of the things that happen, the music and the food and those kinds of things, but the feeling and that kind of stuff, the camaraderie, what's that like?
It's just, you see the survivor's lap. You can't imagine how many people walk in that. And you're like, wow, I see someone and it's like, oh, I didn't even know they had cancer. So it's interesting. And then you can talk with them, visit with them about their story. And then they, share. And then hopefully you get to see them again the next year.
Absolutely. How's cancer affected your life? Do you have some friends, relatives who have had to struggle with that?
I have a niece who was just diagnosed with colon cancer. And she's 39.
That's too young.
Very young.
I mean, any
very
age young. Is too well, yeah. young. But yeah. that's, young. It's tough to get started like that. I had an uncle who passed away at 51 years old of cancer. That's too young. That's younger than I am now.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got some other examples, too, in my family. That's the thing with this is everybody, and you don't even have to think hard about it.
No.
It usually comes right to the surface real quick. Yeah. Everybody has some sort of experience there, too. I've had friends that have passed away, too. And dealt with these things. I've had friends who have survived, too.
Which is great.
And that's the neat thing about it, too. A lot of the money that's raised through Relay for Life, I know through experience, goes toward the research, but also the education efforts.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons the survival rates continue to go higher and higher is because people are more aware and they're getting screened sooner.
Yes, so, and that's important.
Yeah, when we raise this money, this is what we're doing.
Yes. Yes.
So you truly are saving lives when you do this.
Yeah. You know, you don't think of it. You think we're just getting together and going up there and enjoying our evening, you know, have some snacks and visit, walk and visit with people. But there's so much behind it. And so many people put so much effort into it that it's really amazing.
You know, usually when we hear the word cancer, it brings up the worst fears in us. But it's interesting that we can associate that word with something that is actually enjoyable because we know we're doing something good. And that's what this is all about. You mentioned the 55-inch Vizio Smart TV. I see there's also an Amazon Fire Stick as part of that, too. What is that for those of us who aren't so technically inclined?
I'm not real good at that either, but I do know that we have a gal at the credit union who got one, and she says it has saved her in, like, 1 month from renting, like, online movies or whatever, the cost of having that Fire Stick. But it's you can use it to... get movies off, I believe it's Amazon.
It's a programming
option. It's a programming option.
Really what it amounts to. Yeah. It's a programming vehicle that allows you to be able to enjoy a lot of different shows and things. Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
All right.
You explained it, so now
a little bit.
A dummy about that like me can figure it out.
There you go.
That's
all
how
right.
we go. All right. So this is just an opportunity for folks to come down, help support the effort. Do you have any goals in mind at all, or is it just whatever we do, we're happy for?
No, we are trying to raise more this year than we did last year. We've committed to raising over $1,500. So that we're going to move up on the t-shirt from just a name down below to up and have a bigger visible presence or whatever on the t-shirt. So that's our goal.
Very good.
So we're getting close.
Now, you mentioned you guys have a team. How many people are on your team then?
Oh, golly. I would say 10.
Are they all employees there?
Yes, yes. Everybody's an employee.
Very good. Yeah. So it's impressive that you can get that many people. We talk so much about these days how people are somewhat reluctant to give up their time to volunteer for things as much as they are to maybe give a little bit of money and you know and then take care of it that way. But to be able to get that many people at a location, to give up an evening for a cause, to go out and do something, that's pretty impressive.
Well, we hope. They all show up this year anyway. Depends on the weather some, too.
Yep. Keep our fingers crossed. Yep, we hope the weather is nice, too. But again, for now, this is one of the ways that you can participate. Mm-hmm. I know there are a lot of different folks that, you know, churches do different collections. There are different community groups that do different types of things. And you know what? It's all appreciated.
Oh, absolutely.
But this is another way for you to be able to help out the effort and maybe benefit, too. So just stop down anytime.
Yes, just stop down anytime. And you don't have to be present to win. And the drawing will be held on Friday, June 22nd.
All right. So, and that's the day of the Relay for Life.
And we're not going to draw until that day. So the tickets are on sale through Thursday, the 21st. So then we'll draw on Friday and then call whoever wins and let them know.
So you have lots of time. And you can buy as many as you like. And again, $5 each or 5 for $20 if you want a bargain. You can even get a bargain in fundraising.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate what you ladies are doing there. And guys, I guess, too, if there's some guys involved.
Yep.
We appreciate what you folks are doing down there at Nishna Valley Credit Union to help out with the Relay for Life effort. It's been a real great county project. It's really taken off, and that's because there are so many folks that are interested and willing to get involved.
Yes. Yeah. The Cancer Society is very active in Cass County, and they do a great job.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and good luck with the raffle.
Thanks. Yes. All right. Come buy a ticket. You might win.